If you want to do business in the federal space, you've got to be smarter than the next guy and do your homework. That was the message to a few dozen small business leaders at the fiscal year 2014 Federal Outlook Breakfast for the women in Northern Virginia Tuesday, when is a committee of FCA Nova.
A lot of small businesses are just not prepared. You know, I think I appreciate the fact that everyone wants to start a business. I appreciate that it is survival of the fittest, and I get that, but it's also about preparation. We can sit up here and tell you everything that you need to do. We can even give you the ABCs, but most of you will not go out and follow any of the advice that we give because you think you really do know that you can do it better.
That's Sharon Jones, director of the Office of Small Business at the Defense Information Systems Agency. Jones says small businesses have to differentiate themselves if they want to get noticed by agencies. Getting noticed means stepping out of the safe zones, like project management and systems engineering. She challenged small businesses to not be afraid of research and development. She says innovate, test in the commercial space, and bring it to the table. For businesses looking for joint venture opportunities, George Myers, managing partner at the Myers Group, offered this advice.
You shouldn't team with other companies who had the, I won't say the same interest, but who had the same, you're competing against them. You're really not teammates because you're both going after the same slots. It's important to see how you're going to close that gap with them. And so there's a lot of companies out there, I think, that don't look at that, and they just look at the big company and go, oh, I want to team them. I'm going to get part of their business. Well, when I was a Lockheed guy, I had 1,000 engineers I had to keep employed, and that was the bottom line. So that's what I think you need to think about.
He says the smallest businesses are often better served by teaming with companies who aren't even in the federal space. He says there are large businesses that want to get into the federal market, and they're looking to connect with small businesses. For those in a mentor-protege relationship, Jones cautions,
always understand that mentor, that large business, is not your government. Okay. A lot of times small business will team with a large business, and really I think they sometimes bend over too far in terms of making sure that they do everything right for the large business because they want to maintain that relationship. Large businesses need you just as much as you need them.
She says a lot of discretionary spending is gone, and that means a lot of power has shifted to small businesses as agencies strive to meet their small business goals. Lucian Niemeyer, who retired last week from the Senate Armed Services Committee, where he was a professional staff member, offered another way for small businesses to gain an edge.
Looking at the way to use legislation to level the playing field or to increase opportunity really is something which at a lot of times is overlooked by small businesses because they just don't have the resources to understand how the legislative process works.
For example,
buried in the Defense Authorization Bill of 2014 is a requirement to look at how you calculate small business set-asides and quotas for small business set-asides to include subs. That's going to end up potentially having a huge impact on the entire program.
Jones says the Procurement Technical Assistance Centers are there to break down the procurement process and help small businesses understand the regulations. George Myers says consider this before a visit with the acquisition officer.
Too many people don't put themselves in the shoes of the person they're going to meet with and don't understand what's really motivating them.
Niemeyer says for a contracting officer, it's meeting regulations.
Coming in and talk to a contracting officer when you know what the requirements they have to satisfy, you know the restraints they're under, and you know the regulations they're under, and you can actually help them accommodate all that, I think it gives you a huge advantage.
For businesses trying to sell their ideas on the Hill, he suggests meeting with committee staff over legislators' offices.
When it gets to the legislative, it boils down to real basics as far as if you want to talk to a member's office, what kind of jobs will it bring to that particular state or that particular district, and then where you end up doing your work and for who. If you want to talk to committee staff, we're much more willing to look at an innovative idea, and particularly if it's coming with a proven track record. For them, we can then suggest incorporation into a defense authorization bill, a defense appropriations bill. When you come through a member, ultimately you're going to have to go through the request or suggestion, whether it's an earmark or whether it's what's the member level interest. If you talk to committee staff, you could actually put forward an idea that wouldn't necessarily stand that scrutiny as long as you can convince the committee staff it's in the best interest of national defense.
Myers offered the practical but often overlooked advice of reading base or agency newspapers and joining local chapters of industry groups. Jones says with an awareness of the speed of technology, Small businesses should have an IT strategy and refresh it regularly. In 2015, legislative changes for small businesses will come to fruition. She says with historically underutilized business zones, or hub zones, coming into their own and the rise of apps at DOD, the future looks bright for small business in defense.
I see 2015 is small businesses really discovering who they really are, and large businesses taking a little bit of a back seat. I really see small businesses coming to the forefront in 2015.
In McLean, Virginia, I'm Lauren Larson, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.